I'm Tummer. You're tuned into Turn on the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, a radio show about radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. Tonight, we will look at the best internet radio services, car talks, and a holographic lawsuit, EAS for cell phones, a live transmission tour, Irrational Public Radio, and WFMU the movie, all tonight on Turn on the News. Stay tuned. Timer, you're tuned into Turn on the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, sound art, media news, and more. A radio show about radio. You can go to FREE103POINT9.org or newsroom.3.9.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. 3.9.org. We go in headlines tonight first to lifehacker.com, where they're ranking the 5 best internet radio services. They say they are TuneIn, Soma FM, Pandora, Slacker, and Spotify. Currently, their reader poll has Pandora as the most popular, followed by Spotify, TuneIn, Soma FM, and then Slacker. You can go to lifehacker.com for more information about that. Over at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they are telling us that weather warnings are soon going to come to cell phones in the United States automatically when a severe thunderstorm, a severe tornado warning, blizzards, etc., come through your area. All cell phones in the area will get the signals. This is how they say, if you're at home traveling yourself in through an area where the weather warning has been issued, your phone will pick up alerts broadcast by nearby cell towers. Those towers will broadcast a message much like an AM/FM radio station, and cell phones within range immediately pick up the signal, provided they are enabled to receive text alerts. When your phone receives a message, it will alert you with a unique ringtone and vibration. You can go to NOAA.gov to find out more about this program in the United States coming soon. At the Wall Street Journal, Jennifer Valentino DeVries reports, quote, it isn't, quote, reasonably possible, unquote, to say how many Americans have had their emails and phone calls reviewed as part of the 4-year-old counterterrorism law, according to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. A statement from Democratic Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Mark Udall of Colorado said, we have sought repeatedly to gain an understanding of how many Americans have had their phone calls or emails collected and reviewed under this statute, but we have not been able to obtain even a rough estimate of this number. Unquote. Scanner and the Heritage Orchestra collaborated for a show called Live Transmission, the Brighton Festival in May of 2012. According to Scanner's Twitter feed, this is now a possible traveling show, so we'll see if it leaves Brighton or crosses the pond. Eric Gardner at The Hollywood Reporter says a concert featuring a holographic Marilyn Monroe is under legal threat by the deceased icon's estate. Digicon Media holds a copyright on, quote, virtual Marilyn, unquote. and planned a, some sort of concert with a performance. But attorneys from representing the Monroe State are trying to shut it down. You can go to billboard.biz for more information about that story. The most popular public radio show in the United States, Car Talk, announced on Friday, June 8th, 2012, that it would stop recording new episodes in September of 2012. But it might not be until 2020 that you hear reruns. They're going to keep the show on. Executive producer Doug Berman said the best material from 25 years of past shows would be used to put together, quote, repurposed, unquote, shows for NPR to broadcast. Berman estimates the archive 8 years' worth of material before anything would have to be repeated. And the brothers Click and Clack will continue to write their syndicated newspaper column. The Tappet brothers and Car Talk. The folks at Irrational Public Radio, which is at irrationalpublicradio.com. They do satires on a number of public radio shows, and of course, they have their own take on Car Talk. So next up, we're going to hear a very special episode of Car Talk from Irrational Public Radio.
I'm exhausted now. Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Division of Unintended Consequences here at Car Talk Plaza. 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, how you? Thanks for having my call.
Who are you?
My name's Tor.
Achula.
No, Tor.
Oh, wait.
Wow. You have to spell it.
T-O-R.
E-R-J-E-E.
Just T-O-R, Tor.
That's your real name. Achula's pretty nice.
No, T...
Achula.
Achula.
I don't know what that word means.
Achula. Wonderful name.
That's it, huh? Okay.
So your real name is Mildred, huh?
No, it's really Tor. And I'm calling from Sweden.
Sweden!
No, Sweden, the country.
Sweetie?
Yeah, well, I have I'm a street food vendor. I sell baklava.
Oh.
And, you know, all different kinds. I try to come up with some new flavors. We're doing this month, we're doing a smoked almond and also ginger.
Oh, so, very good choices.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What? How did you arrive at these two things?
I just tried some different recipes. So listen, there's, I think an animal got into my cart.
Yeah.
It's a cart, but it also is like a mobile oven thing, and I think some sort of a mammal.
Excellent.
Of some sort, like a woodland thing, it got in there.
Yeah.
This animal, I can hear it somewhere in there, I think. I don't know how it got in there, because I don't know how to even take it apart. But I think there's some dumpsters across the street from where I store the cart, and I think maybe one of them came over and somehow got up and into the machine, into the cart.
So you actually witnessed this whole thing happening?
No, I can hear it banging around in there. It's kind of kicking and hitting on the side of the walls. And I was thinking about this. I was sitting on...
Sitting on the john.
No, just on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out how to take it apart. I could, like, rip it all apart, but I don't want to ruin it. This is, you know, I spent $230 on this, and it was kind of my girlfriend that gave me the money.
Tell her nothing.
Well, her name's Sarah.
And Sarah with an H?
Yeah, and she was the one that kind of lent me the money for it.
Is this what you spent the $230 on?
Yeah, so I kind of don't want her to find out that, if I have to take it apart or something, because she'll be mad.
Hey. Jerk. Don't even worry about it.
I mean, I really don't want to ruin.
You can take it all apart
and the oven,
put it all back
anyway,
together again.
I can't really afford to buy any. Oh. I don't even know. You know, the one I got was used. I don't know how much a new one costs.
It's about $239.
Okay. That's not too bad then.
Was it an impulse purchase?
No. You know, I knew that I was going to be going into this business, and I do pretty well, but I need the cart in the oven. It's how I make the baklava and how I carry it around, you know. But if you could just tell me how I can get this animal out of the cart, oven part thing there without hurting the cart.
Well, here's what you need to do.
You need a bungee cord.
And, you know, I don't want to hurt this animal because, you know, I don't want to hurt an animal. But then I can't just turn the oven on and leave it there, even though if it's dead already or if it's going to die soon. Because you're going to be able to smell it, and it's going to affect the taste of the baklava.
Jeez. I mean, first of all, you really shouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
But if you are concerned about it.
Yeah, it's just, I can hear it in there. It's kind of like kicking or hitting on the inside of the cart.
I would have one person stand at the end of the driveway while the other person backs the car up so you can precisely determine what it is that's hitting.
It's maybe like a ferret or
And then take a hammer.
Okay.
Get a sledgehammer and put a professional-type dent into this thing so that it will no longer hit and then forget about it completely. You might have to do it a few hundred times.
Oh, boy. I don't really know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know if I want to.
I'm always questioning messing with nature.
Yeah, yeah. I would question that myself. And the thing is, I really do kind of need to get it out of there because I don't think the cart's usable until then. And this is kind of my only source of income. If I don't get this working again, you know, I'm gonna be out on the. I'm going to be homeless. You know, I'm not going to have any money to pay my.
Look at all the money you'd save on soap.
See you, sweetie.
So anyway.
Sorry.
Well, you're not going to believe this. You really aren't. But it's already time for us to take a short break. Stay tuned because we'll be back with more of your calls in a minute.
He puts a carb on the bench. His man, they call Wrench. He proceeded to open it up. He said you need a carburetor and sooner than later because this was all junked up. Wrench set the mixer on that old fixture. No problem.
That was Irrational Public Radio's satire of a Car Talk episode. Next up, a Mr. Rogers remix. Symphony of Science's John D. Boswell does Garden of Your Mind on Turn on the News.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is.
Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things?
Are they scary things?
Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark? And wonder what they were.
What they were.
Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever pretend about things like that?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things, some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
Did you feel like going like that?
Let's give the fish some food.
Mr. McFeely.
I didn't order any whistles.
That's what they call a slide whistle.
Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Next up on Turn on the News, we will listen in to Freeform or Death, the documentary in the works about Freeform radio station WFMU in northern New Jersey in the United States. Tim Smith is the director and has a bit of a trailer up. We'll listen to that first and then hear from band Flaming Fire from a track from WFMU's Tunes on Toxic Terrain CD.
You're tuned into WFMU. My name's Ken. I'm having a really terrible morning here. In the background, we're hearing actual recordings made last Wednesday in the middle of my colonoscopy. My name is Ken Friedman, and I've spent the last 25 years just trying to keep this radio station alive.
The best show, WFMU, is back for another Tuesday night installment.
Freeform listener-sponsored radio, WFMU.
That's Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution with Blind Date.
Comparing FMU to a commercial radio station is like comparing National Geographic to People magazine.
What's the next song on the set list, Petey?
This is called Chami Mami, and okay. It's about Noam Chomsky being my mother.
Yeah! Before that, we heard from Alamita Galli-Curtsi from 1919.
We just heard Bags of Money and Have Sexy Relations from his audiobook, Thug Motivation.
I came to WFMU 10 years ago, and I said, anyway, I could DJ on FMU. And they're like, yeah, you can get a radio show, and you name it. All you got to do is you got to work here in the office for a year. I said, no.
We're just dead in the water. The whole station is off the air. It's a constant struggle. We never have enough money. Keep getting attacked by outside forces. The FCC investigating us. A building falling down.
We have raccoons and squirrels in the roof of FMU. Really bad.
We're fighting against laws that are being put into place by the music industry. They want the names of the artists so they can look for them and not pay them. I have no problem paying them. But it just has to be something reasonable and something that doesn't destroy our operation. So the news is not good on the financial front. We'll probably run out of money this fall.
So what are we going to do? We can't keep doing what we're doing.
I never take it for granted that WFMU is going to be around forever. It requires vigilance.
This is WFMU's fundraising marathon.
WFMU may take a pledge.
It's only one place like this.
All this corporate stuff going on. By all rights, this place should be owned by Pillsbury at this point.
I just want there to be a WFMU. I want WFMU to exist as a place where people can go who don't fit in, where people can go to find things that have been hidden. Dr. Ken Friedman here, live from my lawn chair in the WFMU parking lot where they are attaching balloons to me as I speak. It's a cause, it's a cultural outlet, it's my family, it's like my religion.
If you took FMU out of Ken's life, I think you'd go crazy.
I was inspired by the Brazilian balloon priest who shot 20,000 feet above sea level. And of course, he was found dead.
Whoa!
But he made one serious mistake, my friends, that I shall not make today. He was not raising money for WFMU.
And Caniglia's comics and t-shirts and Goddess of War t-shirts and comic books. And all you got to do is dial 201-200-9368 right now. We're Flaming Fire. This is Lock a Gun. Yo! 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 Yo!
Yeah!
come on.
Remember, you've been listening to Turn On The News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio news, radio art, sound art, media news, and more. A radio show about radio.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXC Studios in New York.